Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Pitch Talk.
We are fans of football dropping vlogs, videos and podcasts on the beautiful game.
Check out our videos on YouTube and Instagram's IGTV,
including special feature segments,
5 minutes with the G,
the straight shooting view,
coaching with JBK. We produce, record and edit video content
and audio on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
Verbal, Podomatic,
Anchor,
Spotify
and other podcast platforms.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution on Twitter, Instagram,
Facebook,
and www.pitch-talk.com.
The pitch is where we eat.
The pitch is where we sleep.
And the pitch is where we talk. Pitch Talk podcasts and videos are brought to you in association with LE Bikes. Begin your journey into electric bikes. Visit lebikes.co.uk. Welcome to
the Straight Shooting View.
Hey everybody, what is up? My name is Straight Shooting LJA and welcome to another episode of the Straight Shooting View. Now, is there such a thing as being too honest as a referee? In a word, yes. Because Mike Dean has recently got himself in a fair bit of hot water with fans, pundits, basically everybody, because of some comments he recently made about a Chelsea Tottenham match from the 2022-2023 season. Now, he basically came out on Simon Jordan's podcast, and I'm not going to give that a plug because I'm not a fan of Simon Jordan, but on Simon Jordan's podcast he recently came out and said, in regards to an incident that did spark controversy at the time. And the incident was Cucurella having his hair pulled, and Mike Dean was on VAR, didn't blow up for a foul, didn't ask Anthony Taylor, who was the referee of that Chelsea Tottenham game, which, if memory serves, ended 2-2, and Thomas Tuchel and Antonio Conte had, should we say, words, maybe even a square up at the end of that match. So, yeah, nothing was given. Anthony Taylor was not asked to review it on VAR. And from what I remember, no free kick was given. Definitely not a red card. Definitely a red card wasn't given. I think it was one of them ones where it was weird because you think, yeah, that should have been a red. So what Mike Dean has gone and said on Simon Jordan's podcast is that he didn't want to get Anthony Taylor to look at it on VAR because he didn't want to give his mate, quote, he didn't want to give his mate any more aggro than he already had or he was already going to get. And yeah, part of me thinks that Mike Dean has said this just to get a bit of attention, whip up a bit of a media frenzy. But part of me thinks that Mike Dean is almost, how can I put this, stupid enough to think that fans, pundits, clubs might forgive him for being so honest. Or he might be looked upon as refreshingly honest. And it's like, wow. When I read the transcripts of what he said and his quotes, it's like, you really shouldn't have said that. Because not only have you put yourself in hot water, made yourself look stupid, you've basically made every referee look stupid as well. Because to me, now every single decision, and as soon as I heard those comments from Mike Dean, instantly in the back of my brain, I thought to myself, you have just dumped every single referee in hot water. Because now every single decision that any ref makes is going to be questioned. It's going to be like, oh, why are they in Stockley Park not getting someone to look at the VAR footage? Is he trying to protect someone? Is he trying to help them out? And then you look at it and it's like, oh, it's going to be in the back of the mind of everybody from the point Mike Dean said it onwards. it's going to be like, wait, that was a blatant foul. Why is that not being pulled back? Why is that not being looked at? Why is that penalty appeal not being looked at? Why is that handball appeal not being looked at? And there's already enough of an issue with human error with VAR as it is. And I have always said there are videos going back to 2020. There are videos going back to even 2018 where we discussed on Pitch Talk shows and podcasts where we were talking about human error that's holding VAR back. And this doesn't help. What Mike Dean said does not help. He was not being refreshingly honest. To me, he was being a moron. And to an extent, this actually kind of screams of corruption. Because it's like when FIFA had their Council of Wisdom. For those who have been watching us for a long time will remember that. And it's like, you can't have friends investigating friends. But at the same time with referees, you can't have friends helping friends. That Cucurella incident was such a blatant foul and such a blatant red card. And it was like, it wasn't given at the time. And it's like, dude, no, you've botched the decision. So to hear now, a season later, that it's kind of like, oh, I didn't give it because I didn't want my friend to get any aggro. It's like, nah, Personally, I'd be one of them ones where I'd be taking Mike Dean off any Premier League matches for at least the foreseeable future, if not an entire season. Because now, any decision that Mike Dean makes or even helps with making is just going to look biased and it's going to be questioned by everybody. Everybody in post-match interviews is now going to be questioning it. Every fan is going to be questioning it. And they said they're not going to only question Mike Dean's decision-making. Every referee is now going to be under this scrutiny. Because just like players, you know all referees are friends and they talk to each other. It's like there's already accusations of bias with VAR towards bigger clubs. How many times have we seen the meme go around, VAR checking any decision Liverpool won or Arsenal won or Man City or Man United won. There's already those questions of bias as it is. Now Mike Dean's just made it a hell of a lot worse. And it's not as if referees are not under scrutiny already. And now he's just made that even worse too. So I said, Mike Dean has made a rod for his own back, but he's also made a rod for every other referee's back. Because I said, there's just going to be questions, even more questions asked, as if there weren't enough questions being asked already about bias. Now, I said, this just leans into corruption. Is every referee thinking to themselves, oh, well, I don't really want to throw my mate under the bus. It's like, dude, no. Laws of the game are already open to interpretation, and that already causes issues, and always has, in my view. And now you've got this that just makes it even worse. And it's just like, oh, Mike Dean, no. Dude, I was already against the conversations between VAR being made public. I was already against that. And I've already done a straight shooting view on that. So I won't delve into that too deep. Because that already opens stuff out to question. And when Sky Sports did it on a Monday Night Football, where it was, I think it was a Liverpool-Chelsea match, actually, where they played the audio of them coming to the decision. And it was one of them ones where it was an offside goal. It was an offside goal against Chelsea. And it was like, yeah, that's a simple decision, but there are other decisions where we should have heard the audio from. I think there was a Tottenham-Brentford game literally that week or the week before where it's like, yeah, that was controversial. Let's hear the stuff from that. So you're opening Pandora's box with that. And Mike Dean has opened even more of a Pandora's box now by saying that he didn't get Anthony Taylor, who is a pretty damn good referee, over to check VAR. So, as I said, man, making rods for his own back, making rods for others' backs. And it's just not a smart move at all. So it's not great. It's not an ideal situation. I don't think Mike Dean should have come out with that. Whether he was asked a leading question that led him to it or not, you could have said, I'd rather not answer that. If he was asked a question, oh, have you ever favored or helped out a friend? You say no. at least until your career's over, and you could say, well, you know what, I did a couple times. And even then it would be bad, because then you still throw other referees under the bus indirectly. Even though you're not doing it by name, you're basically, I said, making a rod for every other referee's back. Because I said, there are so many fans who quote-unquote armchair quarterback already. And now you've just given them even more ammo. And I've always said, VAR, those conversations should not be made public. So Mike Dean coming out and saying what he said, it's like, no, dude, no. And then he also admitted as well, I think it was a Man United Tottenham match the season before, it was like, oh yeah, I didn't give a decision because of this. And it's like, dude, somebody get this guy's agent or this guy's PR manager, if he has one, on the phone. Because he is digging his own grave, and he's digging a grave for other referees with a fork and spoon. Mike Dean has dug a grave for a lot of referees with a fork and spoon with his comments about saying, no, I didn't tell Anthony Taylor to look at VAR on that Cucurella hair pull because I didn't want him to get any more aggro than he already was going to get. It's like, shouldn't have said it. So, yeah, man. Some referees have been questioned, saying, oh, are they just attention seekers? Are they doing this and that? And Mike Dean, I think, has fallen into that category. Because, and the reason I say that, I actually did a podcast review of the High Performance podcast with Jake Humphrey when he had Anthony Taylor on. And it was a very insightful podcast episode. And I enjoyed it. And that's why I did a full review on it. So there is a place for referees to be talking about about the decision-making process, how they come to decisions, and trying to tune out the pressure, trying to tune out, like 11 players surrounding you and all that. But Mike Dean's comments were just ill-advised at best. So it's one of them, I think, and ironically, it was Anthony Taylor on the High Performance podcast coming out with that, and I thought he presented himself very well. He didn't go into current decisions where he's kind of like, oh, this, that, I did this, that, I got this, that. He didn't go deep into that because I think he knew that it opens up a can of worms. But Mike Dean went ahead and was just like, yeah, cool, open it up. I said, I think Mike Dean, if he was told to say that, he got some bad advice. But I said, man, in this day and age, you've got to be careful with what you're saying, how you're saying. And Mike Dean, I don't think, was careful at all, and has put a lot of extra scrutiny and pressure on a lot of other people besides himself. That's my take on it. But you know what? I want to know your thoughts. www.pitch-talk.com is the official website. youtube.com/pitchtalk is where you can find all of our videos, including the Straight Shooting View, Coaching with JBK, and much, much more. Also, as well, at Pitch Talk on Twitter, tweet with us, follow us, see what we're up to. facebook.com/pitchtalk, become a fan, become a friend, become a member of the group, join the footballing revolution we are working so hard to create. At Pitch Talk on Instagram for vlog previews and more. We're on Reddit as well, at Pitch Talk. So many places. Anywhere you are on social is where we are too. Also, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. So many places. Wherever you pick up your podcast is where you can find us. You can import our RSS feed into your favorite podcast player as well, such as Player FM and others. I have been Straight Shooting LJA, and you know what? Until next time, I will see you on the Straight Shooting View. Thanks for your time, peeps.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution.
Check out the official Pitch Talk website.
www.pitch-talk.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Pitch Talk.
We are fans of football, dropping vlogs, videos and podcasts on the beautiful game.
Check out our videos on YouTube and Instagram's IGTV,
including special feature segments,
5 Minutes with the G,
the Straight Shooting View,
Coaching with JBK. We produce, record and edit video content
and audio on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
Verbal, Podomatic,
Anchor,
Spotify
and other podcast platforms.
Join the Pitch Talk revolution on Twitter, Instagram,
Facebook,
and www.pitch-talk.com.
The pitch is where we eat.
The pitch is where we sleep.
And the pitch is where we talk. I can see you now.